Oh, wow, indeed. Yes, it is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. And I see that Papa C, Liv's dad, Liv the Web Girl's dad, is on the phone. Now, before we get to him real quick, Liv, we just teased. We were talking about your dad sends you, like, really, what would you say, creepy or weird texts?
Weird things.
They're not, like awkward, you know, like, pics, are they?
No. My dad constantly sends me pictures and videos and information about volcanoes, and it's like constant every day, sometimes multiple times a day. He is just so obsessed with volcanoes and will not stop sending me.
Hold on, let me set the mood. Volcano music. Here we go.
What?
Hold on.
This is the most random thing I've ever heard.
Papa C, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you sending your daughter?
Good morning. I'm Senator. I've subscribed through Twitter to the U.S. Geological Society. I know, call me a nerd, but I've subscribed to that, and I get Twitter updates all the time on the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, which I am totally obsessed with. I can't read enough about it because and why am I so obsessed about it? Liv asked me to think about that for a minute. Well, and when I was a kid, volcanoes were things that you read about in history books. And it was not, I don't ever remember when I was a kid ever volcanoes ever erupting. So now that through Twitter we can pay attention to them, I am totally obsessed. I want to read about it every day. I'm studying him. I feel like I'm going to school with him.
Okay, so you're into it, but what makes you think Liv the Web Girl is into it, Papa C? Because don't you know your own daughter? She, I could not care, you know, anymore about volcanoes.
Everybody in the world should be into this. This is the most amazing thing that is happening out there, and it's given us a chance to learn about volcanoes and how they work. I'm really excited about it, and I think everybody should know about it, and I hope my kids are all sharing it with their friends.
Well, you know what, Papa C, it's Joe here, and I appreciate you sharing this knowledge right here about volcanoes. Can you give us kind of an update? Is there anything we need to worry about, you know, like a volcano going off anytime soon?
Yeah.
Like, where should I travel?
I don't think there's really anything. There's a volcano in California, Mammoth Mountain, that hasn't erupted for 50,000 years, but it started to rumble recently, and it started to vent a little bit so that there's gas coming off of it. So if something would happen out there, that would be a major problem, but I don't think anything's going to happen.
Does it have
you know, of course, Yellowstone Park sits on the largest supervolcano in the world.
And that's all true.
And so all of the things that, you know, the geysers that go off and everything, that's all part of the venting from the volcano. So if that would ever erupt, that would be a major thing because that's a huge volcano. But I don't think we're anywhere near close to that. And no one knows. No one can predict. Volcano cycles are so long that who knows how long it'll be before they erupt.
You know, it must be a dad thing, Papa C, because I feel like everyone's dad always has a certain subject or a certain thing that they constantly text them about. My dad is constantly sending me memes roasting liberals, so not as interesting as volcanoes.
That is pretty interesting.
Well, Papa C, thank you so much.
No!
What's that?
I don't know what that was.
U.S. Geological Society. Everybody should. Twitter's the greatest thing out there.
Wow! Thank you so much. I thank you, Papa C. I
so
see
cute.
Him like getting into a Facebook or YouTube video hole where it's like, "Ooh, Mount St. Helens eruption! Oh my gosh!"
No.
Sure. My dad said that as a kid, he used to go to his room and just read the encyclopedia whenever he would get sent to his room and get in trouble. Joe, what does your dad text you that's weird?
Well, Alex, my dad's been dead for 10 years, so I have not gotten a lot of texts from him lately.
Oh, well, that's weird. Why does he keep sending you videos of flames?
all right. You know what?
I'm kidding.
You're going to hell for that one. 317-239-1009. It is the Joe and Alex Show. What weird thing does your dad text you? Alex's dad sends her memes. Liv the Web Girl, we just talked to her pop, Papa C. He sends her volcanoes because he's obsessed with them. Honestly, I think that's pretty badass right there. So shout out to Papa C. We'll talk to you next. 317-239-1009. If you're just tuning in, we got to give a shout out to Liv the Web Girl's pop. That's Papa C. He sends her all the time these text messages with volcanoes. So
hilarious and so random and such a dad thing to be like into something so weird like that and constantly text his daughter about it. I love it.
All right, let's go to the phone. 317-239-1009. Starting out with Heather in Shelbyville. What does your dad do all the time?
Dad can't text. He would never be able to figure that out. Instead, he just called me all the time, and he wants to ask me for people's phone numbers so he can call them. So, like, he asked me to find Donald Trump's phone number one time because he really wanted to call him. And I'm like, well, I can't find his exact phone number. Maybe I can find a different phone number. You can leave a message.
Give him ours next time, please.
Yeah, well, he calls me, and he'll ask for, like, RTV6's phone number. There's a story he really wants to talk to him about. So, yeah.
What a sweet dude. Though.
No, but I mean, if he asked for the president, though, give him our radio station number because I want to see, I want to pretend to be the White House and I want to hear what he has to say.
He would probably fall for it. But yeah, I tweeted because he got that cremation insert in the mail. And so he called the company and was like, I'm not dead. Stop sending me this stuff. They send that to everybody. They're not personally sending it to you to tell you, you know,
yeah,
get ready or anything.
Well, that's so cute. It sounds like he has a great sense of humor. Thanks
no
for
kidding.
Calling us.
Hey, thank you calling Heather today. We appreciate your call. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hey.
What is your thing that your pops is doing?
It's not my pops. It's I do for my daughters.
Okay, what do you do?
I send my daughter once a month a makeup kit that she just automatically gets every month. She's always excited to get it.
Aww.
But I know she thinks it's from her mom or her grandma, and it's always been from me.
Oh, my gosh! I'm going to cry!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then my other daughter that's 31, she gets children's books every month, and she has ever since she was a baby.
Now, she figured out that's from you, too?
Nope. She still don't know it's from me.
That is so sweet and so precious. Why do you do that for them?
I've been very lucky. I met my wife 11 years ago on Match.com.
And Alex is going to cry right now. You need to stop, Sean.
Like, well,
Alex is getting emotional.
Alex, I met my wife May 6th, and I asked her to marry me June 1st, and our anniversary September 1st. It'll be 11 years. And I got on my knee, and I asked my wife and my daughter if they'd marry me because it's a family deal.
Oh.
And I gave them both a ring.
Okay, well, so what you're telling me is my boyfriend, he's behind.
He'll know if it's true love.
Oh, for sure.
Sean, I really love Sephora, so if you want to add a woman to your makeup list, I would absolutely love some monthly gifts to Sephora.
I do that with my wife.
Oh,
man. Now, Sean, do you need a son in your life? Because I'd like some Chick-fil-A.
You know what? I've got two sons, and my one son just quit his job and come to work for me to take over my company.
All right. Well, Sean, that's awesome. If they ever fire me, can I come work for your son?
Absolutely.
There we go.
There we go.
Ha-ha. I'll tell management
to
suck it. Hey, thank you, Sean. You have a great day, buddy. Let's take one more call. Gabby calling in today from Beech Grove. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Now, what is your situation?
So, mine's kind of similar to Liv's. My dad's always sending me broken hearts in text messages. He's been sad ever since I moved out when I was 18. I'm 23 now, and he's just always begging me to move back home. I was the first to fly the nest.
Your poor dad.
What is up with all these sappy dads?
He loves me.
That is making me tear up. That is really sweet. Well, you got to go visit him.
I know. I try like every couple. I mean, he's not far. He lives in Columbus, Indiana. It's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, that isn't too far. Go visit him. Bring a Lunchable or something.
Right. I know.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
I feel like Alex's dad, when she moved out, he's like, celebrate good times. Come on.
Oh, 100% that. And also, every single time that I do bring my boyfriend, the Egyptian, over to my parents' house in Brownsburg to visit them, my dad will walk around the house and point to different pieces of furniture and say, hey, you guys can have this when you get married. You can have this. He's like, he rushes everything because he wants me to be someone else's problem.
I honestly don't blame your dad one bit. And Lindsay gets on my case all the time because I tell her sometimes when she thinks I'm kind of a crappy husband. I'm like, look, you are so lucky to have me.
Yeah, she
is. And then I'm like, she doesn't realize when I like asked her father for permission to marry her, he's like, you can have all of my inheritance, Joe.
Oh, so that's why you married her.
It's all yours. Oh, yes. There's a lot of money right there. No, I'm kidding. I love you, babe. Can't wait to celebrate our anniversary soon.